Pray the Word with David Platt is a resource from Radical.net.
Ecclesiastes chapter 10, verse 1. Dead flies make the perfumer's ointment give off a stench, so a little folly outweighs wisdom and honor. That's a potent picture. Ecclesiastes 10:1, talking about dead flies making a perfumer's ointment smell horrible. Like, who wants to put on perfume that's been infested with dead flies? Who wants to put on their bodies a stench of dead flies? Nobody wants that. Like, just picture the nicest, most expensive, extravagant, beautiful smelling perfume, and then put a couple of dead flies in it and give it a little time, and it's totally ruined. And that's the picture God gives us of a little bit of folly, just a little folly, Ecclesiastes 10:1 says, outweighs wisdom and honor. Wow, what a picture. Doesn't this make you want to avoid any folly, no matter how little it might be, any foolishness, to avoid any foolish thought, foolish desire, any foolish or flippant word we might say or thing we might do? Like, this verse just leads me to want to pray. Well, let's pray according to it. God, guard our thoughts and our desires and our words and our actions to avoid all folly, we pray. God, help us to avoid all folly in our lives today, all foolishness. Help us to speak only that which is wise, to think in ways only that are wise, to desire things that are wise and good. And God, help us to live wisely today. Guard us, keep us in every way from folly. And God, we pray this for the people around us, for friends, for family members. We pray that you would guard them from folly, even a little bit of it, knowing that it outweighs wisdom and honor, that it takes the beauty of wisdom and honor and, like a fly ruining the stench of perfume, folly ruins, overwhelms wisdom and honor. Oh God, by your Spirit, guard us, we pray today, and help us to think, desire, speak, and live wisely. We need your Spirit, oh God, to help us do this. We pray for your Spirit of wisdom to empower us to live with wisdom and honor in every way today. And Jesus, we praise you for making this possible for us. We praise you that not one time did you do anything foolish. There has never been even a little folly in you. All glory be to your name. So help us to live fully in you. And God, we pray you'd help us to spread the good news of who you are, Jesus, your sinless life and your sacrificial death and your resurrection from the grave. Help us to spread the wisdom of the cross through our lives today, to all the peoples of the world. God, we pray for the Hakka Chinese people, of 44 million of them total, 4 million of them who live in Taiwan, who don't have knowledge of your love in Jesus, of the wisdom of the cross, of your death there for us and resurrection from the grave. God, we pray that the gospel would spread to the Hakka Chinese people. And God, we pray that your wisdom would be evident in our lives today by the power of your Spirit in us. Guard us from even the smallest amount of folly, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.